Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hello, Shavua Tov.
Yes, Shavua Tov and Kodesh Tov, too.
Kodesh Tov, too, yes. All together. Very important connection.
Yes.
Malka.
Hi, Malka.
Hey. Good evening. How are you doing?
Doing good. Had a wonderful day. You know, when we can stay home all day on Shabbat, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I did too. I stayed home all day. The rest.
No rabbi, no anything, so we could be at home.
There you go. Hello?
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh
Tov.
As is our normal practice for the Rosh Chodesh connection, we will start with a Zohar verse, and then we will explain the energy of the month and complete the class with the Anna Bekoach. So we're starting with a L'shem Yichud. We're going to read the Parasha. The Zohar from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, having to do with the energy of certainty. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Rishkin Kebit Hiluur Himuud Hiluud Hiluur Himu L'yachda L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konenei aleinu maasei adeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar deka ma'atar tane nan dekucha berichu koma diaved leila witata kola iru kishot viovada dikshot Veleilach mila bialma divae barnash vedach yalea minea ulan haga vea kulana dehakul hu ovada vipshot inun wikola itzterich bialma. the handout that we'll be studying from can be found on the revealed, well, the unique astrological times link that's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When you open up that link, please scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and the link is the blog for the year 5777. Please mute your phones. Thank you. This month, Tammuz is one of three months of the year that the Zohar describes as difficult, as negative. The month that's coming up, the month of Av, after this month, it's considered one of these three as well. Actually, it's the last 12 days of Tammuz and the first 10 days of Av that is considered these difficult days. But all of the month of Tammuz and all of the month of Av can be difficult depending on your consciousness. I'm going to read a discussion that deals with the Parasha of Shlach Lecha. The name of the discussion, the essay, is called Satan in the Summer Months. The Torah in the Parasha of Shlach tells the distressing story of the tourists, or the spies, who were sent to see Eretz Yisrael, and then convinced the people that they would be unable to conquer the land. Curiously, the Torah tells us that the spies were sent to Eretz Yisrael during the time of Bikurei Anabim, when the grapes began to ripen. This occurs in the summertime. And Chazal indeed tells us that the spies left on the 29th day of Sivan, and returned 40 days later on the 8th of Av. The question arises, why is this information significant? How does it add to our understanding of this tragic story? The Midrash Peliya, which is a compendium of cryptic comments by our sages on the Chumash, explains that the timing of the scout's mission is the reason why it failed. The mission ended in tragedy because it took place during the period of Bikurei Anabim. The great Kabbalist Rav Shimshon of Astropoli, who authored a commentary to the Midrash Peliya, explains that while the Satan only possesses, I am getting a lot of static, and I'd appreciate it if you could mute your phones by pressing *6. Always possesses a threat to the Jewish people. Its power increases during specific times of the year, including the two summer months of Tammuz and Av. Indeed, as we know, many calamities befell the children of Israel during these months, such as the destruction of both of the temples. The Hebrew word Anabim is spelled Ayin Nun Bet Mem, and the letters preceding these four letters are Samach, Mem, Aleph, and Lamed, which spell the name by which the Satan is called, Samakel. In truth, the word Anabim is written also with the letter Yud. But according to Kabbalistic tradition, the word is written in the heavenly Torah without a Yud. And this subject requires a fuller discussion in a separate context. On this basis, Rav Shimshon explains, we can understand the Midrash's remark. The phrase Bikurei Anabim may be read to mean that which precedes Anabim. The Midrash is telling us that this was a time when the Satan is given special power, and thus our evil inclination is particularly strong. Hence, the timing of this expedition is the cause of its failure, as the scouts were essentially prone to succumbing to the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. This notion that the Satan has special power during the summer months is plainly visible even in our day. The months of Tammuz and Av generally fall during the months of July and August, which we instinctively associate with a loose atmosphere, and when we are all especially prone to relaxing our religious standards. This is also the time of year when modest dress becomes particularly difficult in light of the hot weather and generally laid-back atmosphere. I'm also giving you an unwritten commentary that the months of July and August were months that were added to the Gregorian calendar by the nation of Edom through the auspices of the Caesars, Julius, and Augustus. Continuing to read. Not coincidentally, our schools and yeshivot close down during these months, and students are left without their ordinary framework of Torah study and outside the Torah environment in which they spend their days throughout the rest of the year. And this is also true in the non-Orthodox children of Israel. The rabbis do not teach classes in the various temples and synagogues during the summer months. All this proves the accuracy of Rav Shimshon of Astropoli's depiction of the Satan's unique strength during Tammuz and Av. Moshe told the spies before they left, V'hit nazaktem, you shall be strong. We need to be especially strong and vigilant during this time of year to maintain our religious standards and not relax our commitment to halacha. Now, I didn't write this essay, and I would not have used the word religious standards. But you get the idea. Certainly, we are all entitled to a relaxing vacation, which often proves valuable and vitally important for our physical and emotional well-being, as long as we do not take vacation from Hashem, which is what is implied or hinted at when there's no Torah classes. At the same time, however, especially because of the relaxed, laid-back environment of summer, we need to take extra special care of and be instructed to be strong in maintaining proper Torah standards. Recognizing the special power given to Tom during the summer months, that let us redouble our efforts to avoid improper behavior and remain faithful to our values. We enjoy a well-deserved relaxation. I'm going to future home. I've muted your phones. If you want to ask a question, please feel free to do so. In order to be heard, you'll need to press star 6. The meaning of Tammuz. Tammuz translates as completeness of strength, or completely adamant. Tam means complete. Oz or Oz, the letters Vav and Zion, means strength or tenacity, as in being unwavering in one's power. Tam also translates as simple, as in innocent, meaning meandering through life, sitting back and allowing life to go on without much of our participation. Simplicity is incidental. Booz or trap also translates as stubborn. It is also the month when the great flood in Noah's time began to subside, and the tops of the highest mountains first became visible. This is a month that commemorates the beginning of the end, the faithful assault on Jerusalem by the Babylonians. This event eventually brought down the first temple, exiled the prophets in many of our tribes, and destroyed the first Jewish commonwealth about 2,600 years ago. It is also believed to be the beginning of the siege around Jerusalem 500 years later that led to the destruction of the Second Temple and the Second Jewish Commonwealth, this time by the Romans. These claims of events began on the 17th of Tammuz. In other words, they occurred after the moon had reached its fullness and had begun to wane. This strengthens our connection to tenacity. And this certainly brings one closer to being complete, to accomplishment. The lesson of Tammuz is about maintaining consistency, not allowing the power you have brought forth to relax, to wane, to slip by stepping back from its continuance. When we all sit back in the simple faith that we've done enough, put in enough effort, and our vision or our goal will now take on a life of its own and continue to evolve, the walls around us begin to tremble, to tumble, and the invasion of failure and downfall meets us instead. In view of this phrase that was just said, maintaining consistency, I'm going to bring out of context, but very significant. The month of Tammuz is the month of Cancer, the month of Sartan. And as we learn in astrology, both Western and Hebrew astrology, the Cancerian person has a tendency to be extremely emotional, to constantly be changing emotions, but they're very strong emotions. This phrase, continue maintaining consistency, is a code word. It's a hint for us to utilize the energy of Tammuz not to jump from emotion to emotion, not to let our emotions rule us, but to control our emotions by being consistent, by maintaining our connection to the central column, to the balanced sessions of our life. Continuing to read. Likewise, as a people, we grew too comfortable. We became overly bureaucratic, excessively structured with kings, temples, and rituals, and our life force as a nation began to slowly ebb and lose momentum. Our prophets cried to us in the streets, warning us, trying to wake us up out of our slumber, and they still cry to us. All we have to do is read the texts to hear the cries. But then we paid them no mind, and many of us still pay them no mind. Everything was fine the way it was. Simplicity set in, naivete took us over, and eventually callousness. And there we remained with the same tenaciousness as that which had once given us the strength to become a nation of Hashem wrestlers, the very meaning of Israel. And eventually the outside world overtook us and carried us away in chains. And as free as we are told we are today, we are still in these same chains. The moon of Tammuz is the beginning of the period during which the night begins to borrow from the day. Darkness partakes of light. Tragedy reaches into the coffers of hope and draws on faith. As bleak as it is in times of having this, Tammuz teaches us to use the darkness to reveal the light. In the light, the ancient ones reminded us, one cannot see what is in the darkness. In the darkness, however, one can see into the light. If you are standing in the dark, you can easily see what is going on outside of whatever that is lit up. Whereas if you were in a lit-up home looking out your window at night, you would not be able to see what is going on outside. Tammuz is also the month during which the golden calf was constructed and worshipped. In other words, Tammuz, like its meaning, is a moon that exudes both empowerment and simplicity, tenaciousness and completeness. We can choose to use our strengths, our power, towards completeness, toward purpose, or we can use that tenacity to remain in a state of complacency. We can direct our powers towards building the holy temple and shattering the golden calf, or building the golden calf and shattering the holy temple, God forbid, at Chas V'Shalom. Tammuz is the month when the sun is at its loftiest, at its hottest, the beginning of seasonal shifting and the place of balance, shifting from the place of balance. Prior to this moon, the days have been as long as the nights. This has been for a while that it is not too hot, not too cold. It is all in balance with the arrival of Tammuz. However, the days become more intense. The days become longer than the nights. In other words, it is a time of shifting away from the place of balance, which in turn can lead to confusion and vulnerability, both individually and collectively. The ancients reminded us, however, that in the very whirlwind of confusion And in this place of imbalance, jumping from one emotion to the other, we can discover our greatest gifts and claim our highest powers if we but push through the impediments and remain balanced. The eagle, Moses reminds us 3,300 years ago, teaches its chicks to discover their own strength and capacity by stirring the nest so that they fall out, and while falling downward toward the earth and their possibly tragic deaths, they flap their wings desperately and in their struggle discover excitedly they can fly. In their greatest moment of vulnerability and weakness, they discover their power and independence. This is not just a metaphor. This is the power of the month of Tammuz. This is the positive aspect of the month of Tammuz. This is the completion of the Vav and the Zion, which makes up the Chet. During Tammuz, the ancients taught God calls out in a resounding vibrational sound that is inaudible to mortals, a sound that summons the deepest recesses of our powers. This divine call delivers courage to those parts of us that are afraid, even to those animals that live in fear of predators. Call for courage and stamina. Like Rabbi Nachman of Breslov teaches, within the very obstacles that prevent you from discovering Hashem is precisely where Hashem waits to be discovered. Tammuz is an incredible challenge, but equally an incredible opportunity. The attribute for the month of Tammuz is vision, being able to see, to appreciate the gift of what comes to us and not to be afraid of it. The astrological sign of Cancer is ruled by fear. Everything about that person is oriented, or I shouldn't say the whole person. Everything about that person, that attribute within their chart, is controlled and ruled by fear. But by facing the person's fears and overcoming those fears, they grow to the completion of their tikkun. This is the meaning of Tammuz. Tam, complete, the Vav and the Zion, the two letters that created the astrological signs of ER, which is the bull, and Sivan, which is the twins, the Teumim. When we complete the tikkun of those 2 months, we find balance in the month of Tammuz. The ancient tribal connection was with Yehuda. And we know, we've discussed many times, the tribe of Yehuda, which is eventually the tribe of the Jews, has a doorway from the physical world to the spiritual levels of Yud, Hey, and Vav. We have to open the door And the connection, the ancient connection of Yehuda, is essentially in the month of Tammuz to open that door to completion. And that is essentially what the opportunity is for the 17th day of Tammuz, which is the only holiday, but it's not considered a holiday in today's world. From a religious community, it's not a holiday. It's a fast day. But from the Kabbalah, it is the beginning of the three-week negative period, which is an opportunity for completion of the mistakes of the past that have caused the destruction of the temple. In the modern connection, we have the tribe of Reuben, which is clearly, see, a son. Connecting to the attribute of sight, of vision, of seeing, and the strength and power of the emotions that we receive during Tammuz is an opportunity to elevate our own visual perceptions in our meditations during Tammuz. The tribal stone is turquoise. Turquoise has the qualities of strength and victory in struggle. The herb is galbona, frankincense. Frankincense is a herb that brings unification. Frankincense reminds us that everything is one but different. Frankincense is found everywhere. It grows everywhere, which is the understanding of unity, but diversity. Tammuz, the house of Tammuz is the Beit Ahavot, the house of the fathers, the house of the ancestors. To live in the house of the ancestors demands that we rise to the occasion of becoming ancestors ourselves. Not only living in the shadows of those that came before us, but becoming the shadows for those who will come after us. Living in the house of ancestors requires us to take stock of ourselves, to keep trying, not to be overridden by our failures, but to get up and try again, to focus on and build upon our achievements, our talents, our unique selves. The zodiac sign is Sartan, the crab. This is the trauma of our emerging from mother water to find our balance, our own independence, our own selfhood. This is the crab who moves from sea to land, from the womb of newness to the daring adventures of engaging newness, leaving the sea for dry land, and then dry land for the sea, transitioning interchangeably from spirituality to physicality, The crab reminds us of the oneness of both and the equal need and importance of both in our lives. Water represents spirituality. It represents sharing. Earth represents physicality. The crab teaches us the sanctity of merging the two realities into our everyday lives. Spirit and matter, body and soul, and not to live exclusively in one or the other, but in both at the same time. Judaism brings this important lesson home to us through our rituals, including our seasonal celebrations, all of which are spiritual in intention and physical in implementation. For example, we celebrate Sukkot with special sacred rites, but also with special feasting and physical joy, as it is written in the Torah, "And you shall rejoice in your seasonal rites to be happy." The positive side of the crab is expressed above. The negative side is the crab is constantly reacting to its fears and staying at home, pulling itself under its shell, its comfort zone. Also, the crab cannot walk straight ahead, but must move side to side. This is the nature of the human crab also. We read today the parasha of Korach. For those who were knowledgeable, we took control of all of the natural disasters. Once we've taken control of natural disasters, we can turn and look and deal with death, which is the most natural of disasters. And we can cause that death to be removed, to be swallowed forever, through the parasha this coming week of Chukat. And then we have the parasha of Balak, the connection to certainty. And with the parasha of Balak, we add a vaccine against evil eye and evil speech. We add the 11 verses in the Tanakh that begin with a nun and end with a nun. And you can find those from this link here or on a local search of the Yeshem website. Parashat Pinchas is always the Shabbat before the 17th of Tammuz or the Shabbat after the 17th of Tammuz. This year it is after the 17th of Tammuz. But the parasha of Pinchas is about healing. But it's more than just being about healing, as we will learn when we reach that week. The permutation for the month of Tammuz is exactly the opposite of the forward direction of the name of Hashem. It is the reverse. It's He is first, and then the Vav is second, and then the He is third, and the Yud is fourth. It's a reverse, which shows you why it is so difficult to maintain balance. But it's not impossible. We have the tools. One is Rosh Chodesh. The other are the holidays. The letters of the month. I mentioned the letter Chet above. It's composed of the Vav and the Zion with the little hat on top. It's a cognate to the Hebrew word for sin or for missing the mark. This is not the normal Western civilization's idea of sin. The Chet creates the constellation Sartan. And Sartan translates as both a crab, but it's also the astrological sign of Cancer, which is also including the disease called Cancer. And we learn in the Kabbalah, there is a direct relationship between the sign of Cancer and the disease of Cancer. What is this relationship? The effects of the disease that we see in an X-ray. There's a dark spot in the X-ray. All cancers start in the month of Tammuz. And the antidote is to be happy. Because the month sends you here and there and back and forth within yourself, which is a way of describing emotional change. And everything, I'm so sad today. I'm absolutely manic and happy today. As you change from one minute to the next, this energy of change allows you to strengthen your defenses against changing to the negative system. By maintaining balance, which is another word for maintaining happiness and joy, no matter what happens, this eliminates any need for the disease of Cancer to take place. The letter Tav created the moon, known as Lavana, known as white. Lavan is the Hebrew word for white. The moon goes through cycles. And you will see that's what the cycles of Tammuz are all about. That's what the ups and downs of the emotions in Tammuz are all about. Go through the cycles, but remain balanced. Remain joyful. Love the process. This is the vaccine, this is the tool to experience the strengthening that you're capable of achieving during the month of Tammuz. The reason that the permutation is Hey Bav, Hey Yud, the reverse order, is it makes it easier for us to utilize that connection to reverse our emotions back to happiness, back to the essence of being happy. The two letters, Chet and Tav, have a gematria of 408. The word Ahavat, gematria 408, means love. Laughter, Shechet. The word nechasim, which means snakes, as well as sorcery, may seem to be negative, but it's when we transform that snake into love, transforming hate into love, that we see the goodness of the 17th day of the month of Tammuz. And every 17th means Tov. The gematria is 17. Tov means goodness. And we can reveal goodness in the month of Tammuz through maintaining joy and happiness and love. There is one word that encapsulates all of the essence of Tammuz, and it's the word Zot, Zion Aleph Tav. It's gematria 408. Its meaning is this in the feminine form. Being this, being happy and joyful. This is the essence of what we strive for during Tammuz. Practical tools for the month of Tammuz. Act consciously. Your emotions will come at you. They're not conscious. They're coming from your unconscious. Ask yourself a simple question about emotions. Why did Hashem create emotions? What is their purpose? And you will arrive at an understanding that the answer of why Hashem created emotions is to show you the illusion, to show you that you can change, to show you the path to change yourself. Strengthen your hitbodidut, your meditations. Strengthen your connection to the oneness of the universe. Number three, stay at home. The Kabbalists teach us, don't go to the oceans, don't go to the rivers, don't go to the natural bodies of water. This is a time when Satan is strengthened, when even water can be dangerous. But of course, everyone will say to me, but it's hot outside. It's cooler at the beaches, at the rivers. Why do you think man developed air conditioning? This is not a time during those 3 weeks to go to the water sides, to go to the oceans, to go to the rivers. This is a time to stay home and contemplate the oneness of the universe. During Tammuz, we all will be exposed to deep, changing emotions. Summer starts during Tammuz, and our life patterns and our habits change from our normal school year patterns. This causes us to become reactive to these new patterns. Try not to travel during this period. Try not to allow yourself to become reactive. Try to stop your reactions during this period. Use the energy of healing from ER and the energy of balance from Sivan to achieve the completion of unification of our homes and our families during the month of Tammuz. This is the energy of Tammuz. This is the opportunity during Tammuz. And now please join us in saying the Anapakoa. Anapakoa Gedula Chimincha Tati Serira Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506, which is the same as the phrase Ahavati Nam, unconditional love. Love for no reason. It's also the name of God, Bav Shin Resh, which has to do with memories, has to do with contemplation, thinking about your past in order to change your future. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu no. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Kra Satan, tear up Satan, defeat Satan. The same six letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates, and reminds us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth. These are the entry points for the negative system. We have to strengthen our guards during Tammuz to prevent the strengthened Satan from entering. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet. Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet, Gematria is 57. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing, take it back to its stem cell state, where it can be cleansed, where it can be rejuvenated, where it can be healed, and then bring it back into the body where it will again do its job as it was created to do, perfectly. Barhem tacharem rachamei sitkacha tamid gamlem betet resh saritach gimel. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatecha et kufbet tet nunayin. This verse connects to the Sefirah of Hod, which is about appreciation and thankfulness, and it reminds us one of the ways to remain joyful and happy is to be appreciative, to be thankful for what we have. The adage is to be thankful for what we have, and then we can ask for more. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kiddushatecha. Yud gimel lamed hei zayin kuf. This is connects us to the Sefirah of Yesod, to the funnel that draws all the goodness from the spiritual world to the physical world. This is the funnel, this is Yesod, our sexual organs, but it's also the foundation of our bodies, the foundation of our world, the foundation of who we are is in Yesod. Don't lose track of that foundation as you are exposed to one emotion after another. Stay focused on the central essence of who you are. Shavatenu kabel ushma tiyakatenu yodea ta'alumot. Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. The letter, we learn from these six letters amazing insight. Shin and Kuf, the first two letters, have a gematria of 400, representing the four worlds times 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot. 10 times 10 is completion, perfection. The last four letters have the gematria of 506, just like the first verse. Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And this teaching, this seventh verse, which is the verse connected to Tammuz, this verse teaches us that the path to completion, the path to perfection, is through unconditional love, by injecting unconditional love in every step of our process. Remember the Chet. The Vav and the Zion is connected by a very fragile covering, the house. We have to keep it strong to keep the Vav and the Zion connected, the six and the seven, the Yesod and the Malchut, constantly in unity, constantly together, constantly happy and joyful. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we are going to do it in an unusual way. Normally we don't do it because of time considerations. But we are in the year of the goat in the month of Tammuz. Wahe wahayo layo. Sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka are kaheta hezayo alada lawa heya yozalame behe ereyo. Yo, ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ta ko ta wa ko me nu da a nu yo he se a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa wa he wa wa he wa wa he wa. This is a name for happiness and joy. Da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu a me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a te be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me be me be shi la yo he a nu a ka me ta he yo a nu da la ha la he wa he me a yo ta la me re hai. Hey yo yo, hey me me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a, yo re da shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa 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 da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Please rise. We're going to be utilizing the letters of the month, the Chet and the Taf, and the reverse name of Hashem, Hey Wah Hey Yo. Please be joyful and happy as you dance, as you sing, as you expand your consciousness of joy and happiness. Hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey wa, hey yo, 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 hey wa, hey yo. Dance and sing around the rooms, keep moving joyfully. Hey wa, hey yo, 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 keep your balance, hey wa, hey yo, keep your balance, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo. Hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo. Top the letter tau. It ends, but it begins. Chant. Vav and Zion is 13. Echad unity. Hey wa, hey yo. Hey wa, hey yo. Keep these letters connected to you all the month. Don't use this permutation all during your prayers, but only these day, tonight and tomorrow. Hey, why, hey, yo. Hey, why, hey, yo. Hey, why, hey, yo. Remain happy. Hey, why, hey, yo. Hey, why, hey, yo. Contemplate, hey, contemplate, wah, contemplate, hey, contemplate, yo. What's the difference between the haze? What's the difference between the vav and the yud? Hey, wah, hey, yo, contemplate and joyfully. Hey wa, hey yo, 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 hey wa. Israel ben Rabbi Moshe Nahara, And the eighth verse of the Anabatoah, we say in a whisper, Kodesh Tov to all. I'm going to unmute you so that you can ask questions if you have them. Are there any questions? Tomorrow morning at 10:30 West Coast time, we will have a class continuing our study of the goodness of the land of Israel. And at 3 o'clock, we will continue our classes on Lashon Hara, learning to speak properly, positively. Maybe we will even learn in the course of these classes about these 11 verses that are useful during the month of Tammuz. Kodesh Tov to all. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Kodesh Tov. Shalom.
Shalom. Kodesh Tov.